The 12 are sent. This is prior to Jesus' passion, his cross, his death, his resurrection, prior to the moment of Pentecost. Jesus speaks and they are sent. And great things take place because they have received the commission to do it. There is a temptation in the church to make specialists in everything. It's a good way to excuse ourselves from any complication, you might say, or difficulty in our life. Let so-and-so do that. Let this other person do it. And fill in the blank for whatever reason. Let the apostles and their successors go out and do these things. Let the bishops do this. We need to be reminded that the vocation of everyone in the church is to be a beloved son and daughter of God. And in being a beloved son and daughter of God, we are to affect the world within which we live. We are to be salt. We are to be light. We are to bring effect into the world in which we live. And the diversity with which this will take place is the same diversity that exists throughout the entire church. What do you think the others were thinking in the first reading when Paul and Barnabas got separated out for a mission? How many in the church in the gathering thought to themselves, I wish I was going with them, but I have to stay behind and I have this work that I must do. I have this sick relative that I must care for. Maybe I can get one of the apostles just to lay hands on my sick relative and then I'll be free to go and do the journey. The mission. The point being, my brothers and sisters, is that we are all called. We are all called to love the people that are before us. We are called to be salt and light for those that are a part of our life. Every one of us, by your baptism, becoming a beloved son and daughter of God, you are called. And we think, well, just because no one's ever going to write a gospel or an Acts of the Apostles about us, it's not worthy or of note. It's not real. You say that to the person that is in front of you next time. Well, this isn't of worth or value because no one is ever going to remember what this gesture of love with which I offer to you. So I guess it's really not real. If they don't slap you across the face, you know, like, wake up, they should. Our life is filled with opportunities to love the people that are before us. And it is for everyone to acknowledge us and everyone to say yes to this. This is the new evangelization. It's not specific church missionaries commissioned and doing these things. It is everyone who has been baptized. Over and over again, the prayers, the readings say of Barnabas, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. Are we not given the same gifts? But the opportunities of your life, the opportunities of my life are different. And because of that, we will see concretely in your life a different fulfillment of the call and the commission that God has given you. And we will recognize it as the beauty of the church and its great diversity if we, as a body, say yes. So that's my point today. We are all called. We all have those people who are with us in our life that we are called to affect by our love. Do not underestimate your life or the call that is on it. Receive God's love. Love Him in return. And love your neighbor as yourself. Let God finish the story. Amen.